We have a lot to catch up on, probably.
I know.
Oh!
Holy fuck.
Wait, I'm actually...
What do you mean? Is this... Why did you... We started and you just killed me immediately.
Welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. I am your granny.
You look so lovely and luscious today, granny.
Would you like any candies?
Why, yes, I would love some candy. It looks like you've been eating quite a bit of it, as judging by the discoloration all over your gown.
Yes, they've upgraded.
Looks like some red Skittles, some green Skittles.
They've upgraded my graphics since my original form, and I'm a little bit more physically accurate, as you can see here.
Oh, yeah, Granny, my goodness, how voluptuous you are today. My God, you've been eating lots of those Skittles, I can tell you. It looks like you have Skittle madness, judging based on your eyes.
I just love them. I just can't stop eating them in a fervor, as you can see.
Yeah, I can tell. Look, you've been really beating those Skittles down.
I'm just kidding, guys. It's Mem again. I know I'm really good at fooling everybody with all these... funny little characters I do. I know you don't like to do the characters.
Santa Claus flashback. I hate them. I hate them. But it's only around the holidays. You get a pass. Last Christmas, and then you did Christmas. You did Santa, and then now you did Granny. And those are the only two, actually.
Whoa! Are you hearing me speak? What?
God, Jesus Christ!
Whoa! I didn't even know I could do that.
I'm glad we're not actually playing this because I would be getting legitimately scared. I get real freaked out.
It is a little bit scary. You know, I have been playing a lot of horror games for Halloween because...
Yes, 'tis the season.
I do generally like them and it's the season for them. So I'm trying to be a real content creator and do things seasonally. However, playing only horror games and I've watched a couple horror movies too for a month.
Right. You're looking out your window at night.
It does a little something to your mind, I have to admit.
Yeah. No, it does. People like to say video games don't cause violence, but they do cause terror, in my experience.
Yeah, have you seen any of this footage of me playing Scorn?
You know, I clicked on it because I thought, is Scorn that one game with the demon with the big titties? Am I remembering that right? Or am I thinking of a different game? There was a game that came out that was a big...
But there are a lot of body parts in Scorn, pretty much any body part you could think of.
Okay. I guess I must be. But it's it reminded me of whatever that game was that
there
came out.
There is a big, big mama creature with a unusual number of breasts.
Okay, that's not what I'm thinking of. This was something that was made to obviously be attractive to whoever the gamer was. So not that.
Right.
This is a freaky game.
Yeah, the...
Or maybe that. Depending on who, I guess.
As Scorn goes on, I did kind of start to think near the end, especially that this probably was somebody on the team's personal interest.
All right.
At least a little bit.
Can you show that stuff on YouTube? Is that, you're allowed to show that?
Listen, time will tell, because the video is up.
I guess so.
And at the very end, as some people warned me in my chat, there is just full frontal ween.
No way. Wait, you're saying I can go see this right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't be saying this. They're gonna look at you. That video's getting taken down for sure.
Listen, after the stream, I went back and carefully read through YouTube's community guidelines again, and it does say that nudity is okay as part of art. And just to be safe, I just turned monetization off for that video because I'm
I don't even want to bother with that. I love that you said, parentheses, warning, actually wildly gross.
Yeah, I added that after the stream.
Where do I see this ween? Is it this giant ween monster at the end here?
Gosh.
No. Dude, what is going on with this game? This is crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot. I mean...
Okay, there's you stabbing a guy's things that... Okay. I'm just going to leave it playing in the background of the pod. Actually, don't know if I'd be able to focus if I did that, so I'll come back to it. I'll come back to it.
Yeah, if you sit down and watch the whole thing in a dark room to kind of emulate what it was like for me playing it, then you might experience what I've experienced the past few days, which is mostly having normal days, and then when the lights go off at night, it kind of involuntarily flashes through your brain.
Right. So if I could see you in real life, if we were doing, if it was a webcam podcast, you would look just like Granny. You're just totally zapped from all the horror and the terror. I don't know if you know what you look like right now. Do you know what Granny looks like?
I have an idea. I know that there's, because I saw her in the menu.
Okay, yeah.
And well, I've seen so a lot of footage of people playing Granny. I haven't actually played it myself.
She looks pretty scary. She looks pretty scary.
Do you know
this
much about this game?
This is for a certain type of... No, I've never heard of it before. I assumed really? That it was just like a weird, like, random cheap game you found that was a knockoff of the Friday the 13th game.
But no, I mean, this is like...
Based on your reaction, it's a real game.
This is very high definition Granny. The original Granny is like... very lo-fi. Is that a word I can use to describe video games? Like, it's like...
Yeah, lo-fi, low-poly, whatever.
Yeah, because it... I mean, it runs on phones, I think. It was like a mobile game that was also on the computer.
What was the original one called? Was it just called Granny?
Just Granny.
Granny mobile game.
It's an escape room game where Granny is chasing you the whole time. Yeah.
Holy cow. Old Granny is really weird looking.
Yeah, well, she's very...
Jesus, I kind of love it.
I think it's one of those examples where things being more lo-fi makes them more scary, because now, with fully realistic Granny, it's like, okay, well, now I just know exactly what she looks like. Whereas old Granny,
yeah,
I'm like...
she is pretty scary, but...
Imagining...
Old Granny... That would give me nightmares. Like,
yeah,
as
so,
a child, for sure.
Granny, just kind of like any regular grandma, just kind of chases you around the house and tries to hit you with a bat while you're trying to escape.
Yeah. I don't like this.
And she says,
I gotta turn this voice
I'll
off.
I'll find you.
The voice acting, pretty good though. It does sound like a granny that wants to kill me with a bat.
Yeah. And apparently I have the ability to sprint and to listen. I'm looking at my granny skills down here. I didn't know about this because I've never been granny before. But this is an upgraded version where you can play with your friends and you can play as granny if you want.
Yeah, and that because that's
spiders crawling all over the floor too.
And that's what happens when you become a real granny. You get granny skills, listen skills, and whatever the other one is.
Exact like dashing, I guess. She's
dashing.
Quick.
Yep, dashing through the snow, granny.
Who's your favorite granny?
What's
rate all of
I
your
like
grandparents, 1 to 4.
I'm a big fan of both of my grannies. Gosh, that'd be tough. They're all dead. So,
I was about to say dead ones automatically get first. No, I know that was a fake question.
We're not going into this. Let's just say this. Let's actually not say anything. I take it back.
Yeah, I love that you're actually trying.
How's it been? What's been going on? We haven't talked in a while. What you been doing?
I saw
you.
Gosh.
Did you see how many viewers your stream had the other day? Not to do this to you, but man, every time I see it, I'm like, God damn, you are.
Was it like even more than usual? I literally don't know.
It's more than I remember it being. I mean, every time I look, it's more than I remember it being.
That's true.
But you have more people watching you than like people I would have typically considered like successful people on the internet. You know what I mean? Like there
know,
are people who stream who get like 400, 500, 600, whatever. You're cracking 1,000 for that stream the other night. I was like, what the hell? And that was just on YouTube. I don't even know what
Twitch
is doing.
So I mean, Twitch is
I know
much
you
less.
Don't want to think about it too hard, but holy cow, that's like kind of crazy.
But yeah, there's usually like 1,000 people watching my YouTube stream
that's
these days.
Nuts.
It is
that's
weird.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Gosh. Well, pretty fun. It's nice that you stay staying humble, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't look at it. I still pretend there's 40 people in there, and I love my 40
viewers.
Which
is smart. Yeah, the live number thing really can freak you out if you're
No, I couldn't possibly think about
careful.
It. Oh, the voice is actually terrifying. It's awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
But it's like, I think it adds to the vibe of the podcast, so I am going to leave it in.
Agreed, totally. I'm sure all of our listeners will agree as well.
Anyway, so I'm a famous streamer,
grandma.
But you're officially a famous YouTuber now. Mr. Million.
That's true. I am a famous YouTuber. I hit 1 million right when I went to VidSummit last week. Went to VidSummit in Dallas. And
yeah, we keep hitting milestones
and
when we're at conferences, I
know. I
guess.
Technically, it actually happened. So it was gonna, like a month ago, I was on track to hit 1 million at like the start of December. That's like the pace.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kept going so fast that I was like, oh, maybe if I'm lucky, it'll happen like on the last night of VidSummit. Wouldn't that be fun? But then it just got faster and faster, and we hit it before we even got on the plane.
You're
so,
just too good.
It's just too good. It's been a little wild. This last month has been the first time in a while that I've been like, whoa, about like a video or subscriber number.
Mm-hmm.
not because of the million, just because of the pace of it. I thought I was kind of wringing the towel dry, you know what I'm saying? And turns out maybe not. The sky's the limit, I suppose.
It's very cool. I do feel like we have to talk about it, even though it is just a silly number and it doesn't actually change much.
It really doesn't. I wish I was more sentimental about it, to be honest. People will keep saying, like, wow, how does it feel? It's so big. And it just doesn't, it doesn't stir anything within me. Even when they send you the thing to get the plaque, you know, and they're like, fill out your name. It's first of all funny that you have to type your own channel name in.
Right. They don't know who the fuck fuck you are.
Yeah.
They
but you care. Can type anything you want. And I was like, it'd be funny just to type something else. But I was like, no, just make it the right thing.
Do you do like any space Austin?
Any space Austin. Capital A, capital A. Jeez, I thought that was you for a second. I'm not lying. When that first started,
wait,
I don't know if we're hearing the same.
Wasn't that a little bit seductive of her? That do you want to play with me?
You start walking back and forth again. she's a seductive woman. Yeah, look at that. My God. The thing that was that I liked was that the video I put up most recently did so good. It was my best performing video ever.
Mm-hmm.
By like not a small amount, by like 40%, which is a lot. That's like a huge increase. And it wasn't even a new type of video. So I was kind of like, huh. I guess there's a lot more people out there.
Sometimes it just happens. You never know.
Sometimes
you know?
It just does. You know, you stick with it and sometimes it works out. So, but yeah, it was like for 5 minutes, I was like, oh, cool. And then I kind of forgot about it and just got back to work. And then got on a plane.
That is how it be. I just wanted to say
and
congrats, and that was very exciting.
Thanks.
And
I appreciate it.
You know, I don't like go and look at your sub number every day. So last time I looked, I think it was still like in the 800s, and then here we are. It's crazy.
They grow up so fast. They truly do grow up so fast. It is interesting how in the last like month and change, I've gained like 100,000 subscribers. And it's interesting to think how that first 100K felt like this huge milestone. You know what I mean? Like life-changing. And it is.
Yeah.
But then like you just drop another 100K and you're like, it's not close enough to a big round number, so I don't really care about it anymore. It's like going from 1 million to 1.1 is just as big as going from 0 to 1 to 100,
yeah.
You know?
Well, it's because it's not linear progress, usually, these things.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it, so.
You just, you get more and more, and you get more and more desensitized to it, just like a drug, until you finally realize that nothing fulfills you, and you have a midlife crisis, and go buy a fancy car or something. I think that's the path that we're both on.
The hedonistic treadmill, you know? That's, I'm not sure
except
yet.
I don't really care about cars. I don't know what I'm going to do for mine.
Yeah, I think about that sometimes, because not to brag, but like there's a lot of like, I hate this grandmother. I don't like, actually that was kind of seductive as well. I don't know if you heard exactly what she was saying there, but I don't know. I don't remember what I was saying, but I'm trying to figure out what's going to be my hobby that I, because when you first are a YouTuber and you start making money, especially if you've been poor your whole life, it's like you find a hobby to put all your money into, like a car. A lot of people buy cars or like shoes, and I can't think of one. I don't know. Everything I buy is just stuff to make more YouTube videos.
Yeah,
you know?
Could buy a plane, although I know you've mentioned that that's like too much work. Actually,
it is a lot of work, and you need to get like I've got YouTuber money. I don't have plane money. That's a whole different level.
That's true.
So yeah, I was thinking like I was thinking maybe like model trains, but then I got to get like a basement.
I can kind of see that.
I know. I can see it too. And not only can I see it, I can feel it.
Isn't it funny that stuff ends up in the basement? Like people do the model trains in the basement, like they're ashamed. They don't want the real world to see that.
I think it's more that, like imagine
their family
if you
doesn't
first
want them
went
taking
into
over
somebody's
the whole house
right, exactly.
With a train,
because you need a big room.
Yeah.
And so imagine you walk into somebody's house for Thanksgiving and the first thing is the model train room that's completely dedicated to nothing but a giant train.
Yeah, but
I'm
that's
sure the
why
grandkids would
I
love
support
it,
the model trains that are going on shelves near the ceiling throughout the house. That's the coolest way to do it.
Those are so cool. Well, it's not the coolest one. The coolest one is obviously you want them to be realistic and accurate to the years and make sure that the trains are all so on and so forth. But yes, I like a little, like a Christmas train that goes along the mantle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm looking for a hobby to waste all my money on, but nothing's really resonating. Like
everybody leave suggestions like in the comments for Austin's.
That'd be great. That would be super helpful.
What he should do with his money hobby wise.
Especially ones that are like clout oriented. Ones that like make me look like successful.
Yeah. And I guess if you're trying to get rid of money, they have to be also expensive. Because many hobbies don't cost much at all. If you just
expensive or like extremely addicting. Because I could do like Warhammer, but I don't have time to play Warhammer, right? So I don't really know.
Take no really time, know. Cost a lot of money.
Correct. Yes, that's basically, I guess,
the criteria.
Those are the two things. Yeah, it requires no engagement. It is a way to drain my bank account.
I think the answer to that is just shopping. Like, just go to a luxury store and just shop.
I unironically sometimes will be like, I need serotonin and I want to spend money. So I'll just open up eBay and start scrolling and I can never find anything I want to buy.
Why?
Wait,
back up. Why are we starting on eBay to go shopping?
Because Amazon's just a bunch of crap and I don't want to leave my house. So it's pretty good. You could probably get me if you did the impression well enough. You could probably do her voice and I would think it was coming from the game.
That was all her. I don't know what you're talking about.
Even the giggle.
Yeah, what? What giggle?
So, you didn't hear that? It's crazy.
Think that's funny because usually, eBay is where I go to find, like, used stuff. So it's funny that you would be I want to spend money. Let me go thrift.
Well, I was thinking, like, maybe I could buy an instrument, you know, or, like, a painting. I don't know. I was just looking for whatever.
You could, you can always learn new instruments, but that does also take a lot of time.
Yeah, and I also just don't. I might get another guitar soon because my old guitar just buzzes all the time because it's really cheap. So I might get a real guitar. That'd be the one thing that I could think that I might get. But beyond that, I might just, maybe I'll just start giving the money away. I'll be like Mr. Beast. Just every video will give away thousands of dollars.
That's a great way to get views.
Or I guess I should like have a retirement account. Maybe that's where I'll start. Start there. Anyway.
Since it is Halloween.
Yeah.
I know the answer to this question. I was going to ask if you're dressing up. I don't think you're dressing up for Halloween.
I dressed up for a video. Remember that?
Pulled something off your wall and put it over your face.
That's correct. I didn't commit to it in the same way you did.
No, I had the full Tinky Winky on. Actually don't remember which one it is.
You were tinked up. Yeah, no, you Tinky Winky. It was impressive, honestly. It made me laugh a lot. Because I don't think I saw it until you put the video out, right? Because I couldn't see your face.
No.
And then I watched the video and I was like, oh my God. That game was scary too, the one we played. Yeah, what's that video called?
I need to make you play more horror games.
Yeah, we gotta just do more collabs. When's the last time we did a...
You gotta just come on my stream and play a scary game.
Okay, we can do that. I don't know. I might have some time next year or the year after. We'll see.
All right. Well, I would like to dress up for Halloween, and I...
it's like you tried to talk through it, and you just couldn't.
Anyway, I've been thinking about what I want to be for Halloween, and...
What do you mean, be? Like, are you going somewhere?
Probably not. Probably just in my house.
Dress up around the house.
Just dress up to walk around my house.
You
know,
do whatever you want.
Don't we all wake up Halloween morning and put on our costume like it's just our clothes for the day?
Dude, we should though.
Yeah,
that it would be the way to do it.
Well, I mean, I always hand out candy to the kids, and I like to be in a costume for that because that's
your neighborhood. Seems like it might be good for that, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, you get a reasonable amount of people.
I don't really remember. Last year, I think we were a little lazy, but this year, I've realized I'm really not interested at all in being cute for Halloween. I know that for a lot of people, it's an excuse to be cute, which is great and fun if you're into that. But I think I want to be, like, actually genuinely freaky, like something that the kids might actually be scared of. Like, I want my face to be covered, I found, and I was getting mad because I went to Spirit Halloween the other day, and all the freakiest costumes are for little kids. Like, why do all the little kids get the cool-ass, freaky-ass costumes?
Like, wait, you I mean wanna like be something... actual, like, murder scary type costumes?
I don't remember what this one was called, but the kids had multiple really cool, like basically I want to wear like a skin suit one, where like it's just all like one piece and it covers my head and everything, and I can like, and
like one of those like hyper realistic,
and I want to have, I don't know what the character's called, but I saw a kid costume like this that was like a freaky like skeletal kind of muscly skin suit, and the face was covered and like a scary face, and the fingers were really long and pointy, and so that's the vibe that I'm going for. If anybody knows of any good characters that are like I mean, basically like Scorn guy, like the main guy in Scorn, but I do like the addition of the long pointy fingers, and I want to be like crawling around on the ground and like hissing at people. I think that's my vibe. So okay.
Because you could be Granny, I mean,
this is true.
She's pretty scary. She doesn't crawl and hiss, but
yeah,
she does look horrible.
And I could wear like a sign around my neck that says "Just turned 30." Because right. Now,
exactly, it'd be thematic.
Because that's what happens when you turn 30: is you look like this. I think immediately.
I'm excited to see you next time we talk in person. Jesus Christ.
Do you?
Yeah, next time we talk in person, I'm excited to see your evolution.
No, I actually need to stop.
No, she's lost the bob.
Huh?
Granny doesn't have a bob.
Oh, that's true. That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. You gotta be like a creepy, crawly, hissy person who has a bob.
But I actually need to stop, like, freaking out about turning 30, because lots of people are 30 and normal. Like,
how many days away from... Well, do you want to say? How many more days do we have?
Actually, I mean, I will be 30 by the time this pod comes out. It's in 3 days. My birthday's on the 19th on Sunday.
It's the 16th today? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So everyone's going to be happy birthdaying you. I don't know. Wow. I don't know why that was so hard to say.
That's true. Should I do like a birthday stream? What am I going to do?
Back when I was streaming and stuff, I really, really liked spending my like birthday just like streaming and hanging out with people.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a vibe for sure.
I'll think about it. I haven't planned anything. But I wouldn't do it on Sunday because I don't work on Sundays.
Do you think anything...
It's the Lord's Day.
Really? I don't either. And I love to work, but I'm really trying to not work on Sundays.
I don't work on the weekend, period.
You don't do Saturdays either. Because I'll do Saturdays if I'm in like a crunch time. I'll work on a Saturday, which I always
am.
Yeah,
I really try. I try not to work on the weekends because, you know what?
It's smart.
Content creator life is harder than it looks. Okay? You guys just wouldn't understand the pressure.
Okay, you're doing a bit, but there are aspects of it really annoying.
No, I know.
They're a huge pain in the ass. It's like, again, largely the greatest job ever, but
right.
There are pieces of it that are truly pretty annoying. What was I going to say? No, I had something really good to say and I lost my train of thought.
Halloween.
What were we talking about? Back up. No, it was something when you were like... Don't work on Sundays or Saturdays. Oh, you know what I'm going to try to do this year?
Mm.
I'm trying to be on, as always, Sigma grind set mode until the holidays.
Emoji.
And I think I'm going to try to take off January and February. I think I'm going to try to get far enough ahead by working way too much to take like a month and a half or 2 months off. And
that
then just be
voice
like
line that Granny
chilling.
Just did was like she was validating your decision because you were like, I'm going to take 2 months off. And Granny said, I hear you.
Wow.
She said, yes.
Slay. Thank you, Granny.
Take that
I
time off.
I hear you. Speak. So we'll see. We'll see if I can stick to it, but it could be fun.
Wait, so she was talking over you a little bit. Were you saying you're going to like, are you going to like build up content to post during that time?
Yeah, so I think from now until the end of the year, I'm going to work basically like... 6 days a week, like 10-hour days, which I normally work 5 days a week, 10-hour days. So if I had one more day, that should add enough extra days. And if I do enough things right, that I can have enough content built up that I can at least have like a couple videos come out in January, February. Because then I can take that time and I can like work on music or play video
That's
games
true.
Or not do anything if I feel like it, which
I know once
unlikely,
in a while we get some comments asking when you're going to do more music.
Yeah, I really, really would like to. It's just very time consuming and also kind of like emotionally draining in some sense if I'm doing it good. And so it's hard to be like happy, disciplined YouTube man and then also like making music and talking about
I'm sure
life,
it's a different mindset you have to get in. I feel that even like between when I'm recording stuff and streaming and editing is like two very different modes of my mind to be in. And it's hard for me to like switch back and forth sometimes. Like I've been trying to be consistent with streaming, but it really like feels like it's interrupting my editing flow sometimes. But I'm getting better at it.
So you mean like recording / streaming as one mindset?
Right, like being in front of the camera.
And then editing. Yeah, it is. I think it's hard to like notice, but you do lose a lot. Like it does take energy to think. You know what I mean? And to like be in a mindset.
Preach.
And to be in a certain thing. And it
does
and
take
you don't notice
it.
So it really does. I've always wanted to know how many calories it burns. Like, do you burn more calories doing math than you do playing Roblox? But I'll figure that out.
I'm sure there's a paper on that.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's like... Oh, thank you. You have an accent suddenly, Granny.
She does have an accent. I was going to say, what country is Granny from?
Yes, Eastern European kind of something.
Yeah.
Somebody
in the comments will know.
Yeah,
what
where
she
are we?
Like.
Where's this game set? Like, if you look outside, do you see any? Can we look at the trees and do like a geoguesser kind of a thing?
Probably a lot of indie games are made by like the more obscure countries of Europe. I will say that. Like, you're always looking in the credits of an indie game. And it's like some country in Europe you've never heard of.
Wasn't there a name for those that we don't say anymore because it's like kind of offensive? Is it Eastern Bloc games? Because it was like the Eastern country bloc of the Soviet Union or whatever. And like,
I don't
there's
know,
a whole
but if it's
vibe
offensive,
of like
I'm glad
these
you're
indie
the one
games.
Saying it.
Yeah, same. it's like, it's not, it's kind of like when people see, you know how sometimes people say like the Ukraine instead of Ukraine. And it's like, it's not the Ukraine anymore because it's like its own country. And so it's like whatever. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's like a whole type of indie games.
The developer of Granny was Swedish.
Okay. That's a slightly different vibe than what I was thinking of. But yeah, there's like, what was that game that came out? We might have tried to play it actually. It was like that open world, like survival-y game, but it was set in like Sweden.
Yeah, with like mechs and stuff. We did try to run it and it like was not working. It was like crazy.
I could probably
glitchy
run it now, finally, actually. You know, funnily enough, we were trying to run it on that little tiny, guy.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know. It just had some issues. I don't even remember what it was called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you think that guy, you know how like, just a little giggle. You know how that guy, who's that guy who does like GeoGuessr and he always knows right where he is?
Yeah. What do you think of that guy? Do you think that's fake? A lot of people think it's fake.
I don't know. I feel like he's done it in front of people often enough that I would believe
it. I feel
it.
Like it could be
like
real.
He explains. Yeah. He explains his thought process. Yeah. Some of them look a little crazy, but I think people think it's fake because they only get the shorts that really blow up. And all the ones that blow up are the, like the most insane ones.
For sure.
So all you see is it
and
looks
he does
like he's like.
Do some people think it's bad that he does like metagaming? Like he's played so much of the game that he recognizes like the differences in the cameras that they use in each place. And he like
for
uses,
sure, yeah.
Like I saw a clip of him where he was like, I know that the Google car in this specific place at this time had like a dead pixel right here.
God
and
damn.
And he uses that to like pinpoint where something is.
I think
that's
it's
valid
like,
if that's like, it's part of the game. So
of course, it's definitely valid. That's just the nature of any game that you get good enough at is you are going to start recognizing metas.
Yeah.
And then like, if you like, of course you're going to engage, like, how does he not, like, once he knows that there's a dead pixel, he can't just not...
Yeah, you can't unknow
like, he
that.
Could just pretend to not know where to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree that it goes against, to some extent, like, the spirit of it, but you can't. That's just the way games are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the only way around it would be... And I'm surprised, like, Mr. Beast hasn't done this yet. Why hasn't anyone blindfolded this guy and flown him across the world and dropped him in places?
I was just...
And see if he could figure out.
I was also about to
so
say, I wonder if he would be able to do it in person.
He'd be like sniffing the fumes from the airplane and like calculating the number of hours, but... Like, I feel like it's an obvious... That's an obvious like Mr. Beast
For sure. I mean, you would wherever you went, like, if it was a close place, you would just, like, circle the plane a bunch to make it seem like you were going further.
But then you gotta charter a plane to go in circles.
For sure,
so
it would be a lot of money, but...
I think you should just put him in a sensory deprivation tank so his sense of time gets totally screwed up. But just, I feel like
on the plane?
It's almost... you would have, like... Yeah, how could you... I don't know if you could do it. It would be really difficult.
What if you just sedate him?
You'd have to, like,
him?
Ship him in a coffin. True. But how are you going to get him through security and stuff? You know what I mean?
You sedate him on the plane.
But then he's gone. Oh, so you're saying you go through security, he gets on the plane, you somehow make sure, you have to blindfold him so he doesn't know, and also earbuds, and then get him onto the plane.
Well,
charter a private jet.
No, that's what I'm saying. It'll be a private plane.
Okay.
No, because the flight attendants might raise an eyebrow if you try to sedate somebody in the seat next to you.
True, but obviously chartered planes, there's no rules.
Yeah, captain's
orders,
you
can do whatever
you want. Knock people out.
So you do that, and then you fly him, and you fly around a lot, and you land. And I guess he would get to go based off temperature. But I guess he would have that anyway. But you know what I mean? Like, this is a great idea, and it would probably cost over $100,000.
I think we found your expensive new hobby.
Oh my god, you're so right. I wonder if he'd be down. Here I am
and
thinking, could we
an
put
airplane?
Him in a video game?
You could be flying the plane. I mean, there's like really so many
Holy
possibilities
shit.
Here.
Talk about expensive hobby. All right, I'll look into it. That's the last time I'm saying an idea live on the air because too many people are copying me now and it's getting on my nerves.
I kind of have my first couple copycats because now there's been a couple videos
really?
Came out with like my same title of like my day old Steam games video. I think
I am
somebody,
gonna look
at least one person actually tagged me, and then I've just got messages from people saying that they've seen
there's one.
Which, first of all, I would never claim that it was an original idea in the first place. Like I've said before, it always surprises me which ones blow up. That one to me felt kind of low effort because it felt like a very kind of obvious concept to just play a bunch of random Steam games and then I just happen to pick that they all come out on the same day. I mean, like, who cares? But
but that's really
so
that's
I don't
people
care.
Underestimate.
So I don't care
that's
that people are
difference.
Copying it because it's like it wasn't that original in the first place. It's fine.
Yeah. No, it's actually good to copy people. Like it is, I think, like you should if you're trying to make YouTube videos, like you should copy your favorite YouTubers and just do their thing, you know?
Did you ever see that like sorry, Granny really keeps
I
talking.
Know, it's a lot.
It's really, she's kind of like our third person on the show. She's like the third host.
Oh my God. We should get a soundboard, but like a robot guy who just, there's random things. And then it's just, it randomly triggers one at different points in time. And then this person participates in the pod.
All right, I'm writing that down in my notes.
Yeah, it's like a soundboard, but we don't get to have any control over when it gets triggered.
Okay.
Or alternatively, it's a soundboard, but you don't get to pick which clip. You just hit a button and it says, say something, and it plays a random clip to participate in the show. But you could go either way. So just think about it.
Okay,
these copycats, one of them tried to steal your thumbnail too.
Really?
I don't know if you noticed that. Yes.
I don't know. I don't want to look at it.
My guess is... it's like your thumbnail but worse kind of. Obviously. But,
it's fine. I don't really think that copying on YouTube, at least when it comes to the basic concept, is that big of a deal, honestly.
I agree completely.
In fact, I think if you can make a video better,
you have an obligation to. Anyway.
For sure. Did you ever see that Ludwig video where he was like explaining how he blew up on YouTube and he was like, I would just look for like smaller creators that were gaining traction and copy them like one to one.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
Which is kind of like an extra evil way to do it. If you're like, that's literally your whole strategy.
Cause he has what was this after he was popular on Twitch already?
I don't know much about Ludwig's career path. I don't know which one he blew up on first, but he also he's also had very successful YouTube videos, and he said that he would basically like see a video on YouTube that was like doing better than usual for that like smaller creator, and then essentially like one-to-one copy the title and thumbnail and concept and do it again.
It's a little evil, but it's kind of, again, that I think it goes back to the thing of like, if you make a better video, like it would be boring to copy the content, but the packaging, I guess, whatever. Thankfully, I'm happy to report, I've never copied anyone's videos ever, intentionally anyway.
No, I wouldn't do that personally. And I think making that your entire channel concept is a little bit questionable. But it's just kind of funny.
Well, it's a good way to practice the craft of it, right? Like, it's a good way to get the ideation out of the way and just work on, like, how to put together a video, which I think is why it's smart to copy people. But if you already have the craft of it and you're just doing it as, like, let me get some success. Again, not a big deal, but it seems boring to me. I did notice that I put up that Red Dead Powerlines video, and then somebody linked me that there was another channel that did a... Jesus Christ. That did a Red Dead Redemption electricity video. And it was a much, much different video and concept, but it was called, like, How Electricity Works in Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And people were like, you copied this smaller YouTuber. How dare you do that? And I was like, first of all, that video wouldn't exist if it wasn't for me. I founded this whole concept. But... it was just a funny coincidence. But what's even funnier is that, so I put up the Red Dead 2 video, and then I go to work on, I've got, you know, other videos in the pipeline right now. And one of the ones I'm working on, that I've been working on for months, like really working on, is basically a complete overview of like the realism of all of the airports in Grand Theft Auto, like from 3 to 4 to 5, and how they've like evolved and all the things. And that channel, 2 days later, put up a How Realistic is the Airport in Grand Theft Auto 5 video. So now it's going to look like I'm copying this poor little YouTuber and just taking all of his ideas. I'm not. Now what I'm thinking is I should just copy all of his videos because they're working really well.
But here's the thing, and I think we've said this before. The actual like concept of a YouTube video is one sentence. It's not that hard to come up with a concept. The execution of the actual video is going to be completely different between creators, unless you're deliberately like copying somebody's script, which is crazy.
Yes.
But I mean, it's easy to come up with ideas in general. It's easy to come up with big ideas. The execution is what
actually
matters.
It's like
copying
chords for a song. Like it's not.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, great. I love that you brought this up because when we were hanging out, when I was in your undisclosed location.
Yeah.
The
secret base.
I actually wrote down to bring this up on the podcast again because you said that we were driving around and you were like, I don't remember exactly how you said it, but you were like,
it was just
kind of
phrased
it like a good idea is kind of meaningless on its own. Like it's about the commitment and the effort and the actual execution that matters. And so many people think I've got a great idea and they're like, isn't that a great idea? And you're just like, sure. But you have to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
I think, yeah. And I was talking about how like people get high on ideas because it's very exciting to come up with an idea that excites you. But you have to make sure that you're not just getting high on the idea and then not putting in the effort to make it happen, because that's what everything actually like. That's what matters.
Exactly. And that's the hardest part. The hardest part.
That's where most people give up.
The idea is maybe the most important part. Like you do need great ideas, but it's not the hardest part. It's the hardest part is actually getting them done and making them fun to watch. So that really resonated with me when you said that, when you were just like, yeah, good ideas, they're meaningless. They're not that important.
Right. And then the working on the thing, what am I saying? The working on the thing naturally spawns more good ideas and like ways of looking at it that you never even thought of in the first place. So if you're feeling like stuck, because I find myself sometimes like becoming too obsessed over coming up with a good idea for a video first.
Yeah.
When really I just need to start making something, just go with the first thing and it will become something better than I thought it was going to be, because throughout the whole process, you're making creative decisions that are making the thing more and more interesting. So honestly, that's what happened with the Steam video. I wasn't that excited about that idea at first because I thought it was just like I'm just going to play a bunch of random Steam games that's like easy content because it's guaranteed that there's going to be funny things that happen and stuff.
Yeah.
So it almost felt like a lazy idea to me. But I think I'm just realizing no matter what idea I pick, as long as I pick something and just keep going, it will turn into something good because I just can't stop making good shit.
It seems like it. It's, you've really, you're killing it at the moment. So I do you have a sense of, I'm assuming you didn't look at the analytics, which you don't have to, but why do you think the video did as well as it did? Because I mean, that's your first million. That's huge. Like you, we thought.
Yeah, have I said that on the podcast? I don't remember that it hit a million views. That's my first video.
No, I think
a million
it happened.
Views.
Yeah, in between a million views. And so it's like clearly something really worked. Like you've had other, you know, when you first did the Rod Fisher video, you were, it was kind of like, oh, this is, I can, this is, I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And then there was like the PlayStation 2 one. And even in hindsight, the Avatar one did pretty well, and so on and so forth. But this one like really popped off. Do you have any idea, like if you think back on it, was there anything about it that you felt like was, oh, that's, you know, it was a simple concept, but that's the reason why it really took off aside from the unbelievable thumbnail?
Yeah, I mean, I, again, it's so funny you say that because I made that in like 5 minutes.
I know, but you really do have a knack. Like some of your thumbnails are among the greatest thumbnails I've seen on YouTube. They really, like, I could learn something from you when it comes to thumbnails, without a doubt.
Thank you.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, you're welcome. I'll keep saying it.
I think it was, I try not to think about it too hard, but if anything, it's just that it was like a simple concept that everybody can understand. Like they know what they're getting into. Whereas like when I'm sitting around obsessing over having a quote good idea, like to me, a good idea, again, just to me personally, means like something that is like hard to think of. Like the Rod Fisher video was like, it's a very obscure concept. Nobody knows who this person is.
Right.
And so that's the kind of idea that's like the most exciting to me because it's like a completely new thing. But then at the same time, if you're looking for a video to watch for the first time from somebody you don't know, you're less likely to click on something that's actually a completely novel idea that you've never thought of because like, what the hell even is that? Whereas the
True,
Steam games video
point.
Is like, everybody knows
Anyone,
what that is.
Instantly. Yeah.
So I would guess that that's part of it.
That's a great point. Yeah. I think another thing that stood out to me about it is just the sheer number of games you covered in it. Like there were videos you've put out before where it'll be like a 40-minute video and you'll cover like 3 or 4 games. And there was like 8, 10 games that were just like...
There were at least 10. Like, and guess what? I'm working on the next one right now and I played 15.
Oh my
so
God,
it's
incredible.
A lot of fucking footage.
But I think that like... There's just constantly something cool that's you're about to look at. And also what it let you do is like the more interesting stuff, you could let it breathe 5-10 minutes, whatever, however long. And then the less interesting stuff, you would just be like a minute or two of looking at this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like constantly stuff was moving. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a little bit like
it's a banger
TikTok,
it's an absolute
attention
banger.
Span type of video, which, I feel like all my videos are kind of like that. Cause that's, cause I'm obsessed with TikTok and that's where my attention span
like,
is now.
You would think, there were some of those, sections that were like, I think the,
I spent
was
a long
the last
time
mage,
on the last
the one
mage,
where you're
yeah.
jumping around. Yeah, that was like almost 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's like a long time in TikTok land, right?
Because that one was just chock full of content, man.
Yes. So, you know, I think obviously there's a lot of, you know, a little bit of it is always going to be luck. But I just, and it is funny the thing you say about, it basically is just you playing random Steam games, but just giving it that package of just like day old, mm-hmm. just giving it this little gimmick just makes it so much more appealing. Like, cause if it was just like playing random Steam games, nobody would have clicked on it. Just much less. And just putting it under this like artificial kind of conceit just really helped it feel like recognizable and whatever. So it's huge inspirational video, a million views, well deserved. And
well,
I literally wrote down to talk to you about this like months ago. Like I was like, I really want to pick her brain about that and just see where her head's at. So happy to finally do it.
I mean, I'll give you some credit because like I like, before I found your channel, back when I started watching you, I watched a lot of, like, random Let's Plays and stuff, like Game Grumps, that was just literally, like, playing a random game. Like, no concept around it. And then when I found your channel, it was the first time, for whatever reason, that I had seen somebody package it as a show. Like, you would have, like, I know you don't really do this anymore, but it was, like, you would have a name for a show, and then you would, like, do episodes of it.
Episodes of the show,
and
yeah.
I just remember thinking that was so fun, and I'd never seen anybody do that. And so that was the whole inspiration for why that's the way that I packaged my channel in the beginning. So.
Yeah. And like you said, as you do that, you just explore more ideas, and then it kind of just keeps growing and growing and growing and spins out into other really cool things. So.
Yeah, it's fun to have a little kind of set concept to work around. So.
Yep.
I do feel like I need to ask you about VidSummit because you just got back from it. That's what it's called, right? Video Summit?
It's called VidSummit, yes. Just VidSummit. It's like a VidCon, whatever type of thing,
right.
But it's only for creators and businesses and brands and stuff like that. So it's much more focused on, like, I mean, they are on their, like, networking game. It's like 500 emails a day.
God, I'm
with
sure.
Like, go meet these people here. Go do, and it was like, there's like, even like in the app for it, there's like a little, almost like a little Tinder where you can like swipe right and left on people you might want to network with. And it's everyone who's attending VidCon. And then it will match you up with people that you might want to network with. VidSummit.
But I will say they had a little social app like that at VidCon, but nobody was using it.
I didn't know that. So I guess there you go.
Yeah.
So this was like hyper focused on just this one thing, and it did do it really well, but it did remind me how...
That networking sucks?
How can I say this gently? I don't even mind networking. I like meeting people, talking to people, it's fine. But it is, to say it gently, it is a little bit obnoxious to be around a lot of people who are doing a lot of doing, but maybe not a lot of thinking. You know what I mean? People who are just like making things for the sake of, building things for the sake of, and whatever. And it was actually the most successful event I went to in terms of like meeting people. Like, I met somebody that I might hire. I met a bunch of like way more other creators than I met at any of the other things aside from, I guess, open source, but just because there was more crossover. So I got more like actual networking done, but the vibe of it was so much more like just a lot of startups and business, and that's fine and I get it, but it's people just like building stuff for the sake of building stuff.
I know what you mean. There's different types
and a few great ideas, but you know, that's the vibe. It's like super into that. And also a lot of like Mormons and Christians and
wait, what?
Just like, I don't know why, but it was like multiple panels I went to. Someone would just be like, just like it would be a normal panel. And then they would just go and praise God. And then everyone in the crowd would go, praise God.
What?
I was like, wait, what? I don't know what, again, it's like fine. But I didn't expect it. And so I don't know if there's something I'm not understanding about this, you know, event. But it was like, I would always turn a corner and there'd be a crowd of like 20 people with
stuff.
Like,
you might find that
maybe
like
something like
some organization is involved.
It could be, you know, I don't have anything inherently against, you know, people who love God and stuff, but it's just weird when it just like suddenly happens at a YouTube event and everyone's like on board. And I'm like, what did I miss a memo here or what?
Yeah,
so, you know,
that reminds me of like, you know, once in a while, like on college campuses, Christians will try to like host an event that they don't advertise as being a Christian thing.
This is exactly what it felt like.
Because they want you to come and just like have cookies or whatever, but then they like randomly start talking about God.
And you're like, oh, and that's honestly the vibe I got was like, is this secretly like a, like a conversion thing or what? But it also is like a super effective just like YouTube networking event. So I don't really know. I don't know.
That's interesting.
So that was kind of weird, but it was a fun, a good event. I don't know if I'll go back next year. I don't know if I'll go back to VidCon either next year.
Yeah.
Whereas I will definitely go back to open source next year. So,
I mean, I think we talked a little bit about this in regards to VidCon is that the type of creators that tend to go to events like that are the type that, like, want to network and, quote, grow their channel or whatever, and, like,
for sure,
that's not necessarily the same kind of person that is, like, doing it for the love of the craft. It's like, yes, there's a different type of person that is, like, specifically only wanting to do, like, whatever is going to get them more views and more money.
Yeah. And I like, it's good when you have a mix. Like, I like when you have, like, ambitious people who are deeply creative.
Yeah.
And just having one. But if you're just going to do one or the other, I'd rather be around the creative people, you know?
Because there's people you talk to that you can tell, like, they just have no, they have no, like, creative foundation. They're just, like, they don't care exactly what they're making as long as it will get them to where they want to go.
Yes. And that was a little bit the sense I got from VidSummit. But the actual, like, information there was higher quality than, you know, than VidCon, as far as, like, they had a lot of people who knew a lot about, like, there was this really funny guy who did a thumbnail panel, or a retention panel. It's like weird. I think he was German. And he was like clearly a genius in terms of what he was talking about. So there was a lot more like substantive stuff if you needed that information. So I suppose if you were actually like, let's say you're a deeply creative person, who you have a lot of wonderful ideas that you want to explore, but you just don't quite understand how to turn them into YouTube videos, VidSummit would probably be a great place to go and just like learn a bunch of stuff. But as like a fun event, we did go to this. Have you ever heard of this place called Meow Wolf? You ever hear of this?
I have. And do they have multiple locations? Because where's VidSummit again?
There's like three or four of them. VidSummit's in Dallas.
Okay.
But there's one in Santa Fe. There's probably one in
I think there's
California
one
somewhere.
In
I don't know.
Vegas, maybe. But yeah, it's like a crazy museum.
Yes, and kind of. But what's wild about it is, so the official, or one of the official, like, after party things was there, and it's like a warehouse that you go into, but then you enter this room and there's just like a normal house in it, like a normal, like a suburban house with like beds and couches. So you're like in a warehouse but in a house and it has like sinks and bathrooms and
now,
people
is the
just
house,
like chilling.
Is the full exterior of the house realized, or you're saying like it's just
full
the
exterior
inside?
Yeah, so you walk into this room,
like it has a
I
roof
could probably
and everything?
Send you a roof and everything. Let me send you a picture of it. There is this, you walk into this room and it's like a fake outdoors, so like fake trees and fake stars, and then there's just a house. And when you're in the house, it just feels like you're in a house.
I'm sure,
like it's really trippy.
That's
because
like that,
the memories I have of that night feel like I was just having
right,
a couple drinks
a
at my homie's house. But then if you open the fridge, it's like a portal to another dimension. It's like, it's so strange. I was really, really into it. It made me really,
I
loved that house.
Have you seen pictures of that underground bunker somebody made that is like that, where there's a fake yard and a fake outside of a house, but it's all underground?
I adore stuff like that. Yeah. I'm just a huge fan of it, so... I don't know if all the Meow Wolf locations have a plain house, but that was the thing that really stood out to me.
At that Meow Wolf? Did you see anything
else? Well, it's
else?
All one big facility. So, like, you would go in this house, and again, very trippy because it would just feel like I was at, like, a friend's house in, you know, South Minneapolis or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you would just be like, let's open the fridge. And it would be like this creepy all white long hallway leading to some room that then opened up into like an Alice in Wonderland, and then you would go in another door, and then so it's like this giant maze of crazy places and contraptions, and then you would suddenly go in this room and it would be all black except for like little stars everywhere, and you would come up to the end of it, and at the end of it would be all these like clothes, and you push through the clothes and you come out the closet back into the house and like stuff like that. So yeah, it was just really kind of awesome.
Kind of
like I wanted my own.
The House on the Rock.
Probably similar to the House on the Rock, yes, in terms of like how it's a maze of creativity, you know?
I gotta go to one of those.
I'm
I've been
fan.
Meaning to for years. I gotta look up where they all
I don't
are.
Know. Yeah, where's the closest one? I would bet the closest one probably like California.
I like how throughout this episode we've got progressively better at ignoring Granny. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
We've just been talking right
I know.
Through her.
It was a total interruption at first, and now we're good. We're on it.
She's just a part of the show now. But I want to go to Meowwolf. I want to go to Medieval Times. I really kind of wanted to make it to Medieval Times when we were in LA, but I didn't get to. I have also heard people say that it's kind of underwhelming, but I think I need to see for myself.
Well, it is underwhelming. That's kind of part of the point. Like, it's cheap, right? It's just like a cheap jousting show in a weird arena, right? It's not like Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, cheap depending who you are. I think it might have been like $80 or something.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I meant cheap as in like...
the production quality.
Like the production. Yeah. not the cost of the giant chicken leg that they give you or whatever it is. Right. I don't even know how it's priced, but that's kind of the fun of it, right? Like, when you told me about Enchanted Forest, I thought it was going to be like Medieval Times. That's what I was picturing. Mm.
Wait, so
like
have you been
really
to Medieval
low
Times?
Quality. I have not. I would love to. So, okay. I mean, maybe if we, if you do decide to come to OpenSauce next year, maybe we can hit a Medieval Times somewhere around there. I don't know where they all are.
Yeah, I should have just gone. Apparently, there is one in Chicago, and I lived near Chicago when I lived in Indiana, so I should have gone to that one, but I never did.
There's let's see,
big
Baltimore,
regret of my life.
Dallas, Texas. I could have gone. Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, we got to go to
the only
times.
One. Buena Park, California. All right, we'll see. We will see. The website makes it look very exciting, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably one of those things where the more you buy in, the more fun it is. Like, if I actually like wore a little gown, I think I can make it fun regardless.
I think it would be a blast. I don't see how you could have a bad time.
Like, you get to root for a guy, I think. You pick a guy to root for to knock each other off the horse. I think it sounds awesome.
Is that... Okay, so it's like a jousting show and a... Like a...
It's dinner and a show,
wrestling? Dinner and a show. Got it.
I don't know. It's a medieval-themed show. I think that's how they describe it. So...
Sounds fun.
We'll make it there one day.
Let's do it. I'm sure we will.
Wait, was Mr. Beast at Vid Summit? That's one of my questions I had for you.
No, I don't think so. I'm as usual
when I go to
these things.
Didn't you mention beforehand that he might have? I feel like you said at one point, you're like, Mr. Beast might be there. I don't know.
I probably did. Yeah, as a joke in a text message. But I don't think he was planning on being there. He's a...
Damn.
But again, one of these days, you're just going to get a picture and it's going to be me and Mr. Beast in a selfie. It's going to happen. We're going to make it.
I don't think I would even be surprised. If you sent me that picture, I think I'd be like,
okay. True, at this point. Yeah, good job. Is there anyone I could selfie with that would surprise you? Yeah, I guess like Obama. You'd be like, oh, damn.
Maybe I should be Granny. I think she's convincing me. The more I hear these voice lines, I'm like...
You said it's a popular game?
The original Granny, yeah. It's like...
How are you going to make a gown so dirty without actually killing anyone?
Oh, you know, a little bit of paint.
Now, are you going to commit
a little bit of blood.
To the... you ever going to put those... What are those things you can put in your eyes to make them change color? Contacts,
yes.
Yeah, you going to do the all-white contacts?
Oh, does she not have... Does she have white
eyes? No, she got...
Eyes?
She ain't no pupils over there. She's an all-white eye lady.
I could do that. I think it makes your vision look crazy. Because you're like...
Probably
looking
white,
through a white mesh.
Yeah. So you have to commit to the bit, right?
But imagine I look exactly like her. Like, I do really good makeup and dress and everything. And that's how I open the door for kids.
It would be a sight to behold. People would be freaked. You would really give kids trauma.
I would have to set up a camera and film the reactions.
You could do it.
Except I shouldn't be filming kids. Nobody should be filming
other
people's
kids. You need
a ball
cap? What?
Oh, I was just saying I was saying that in a joking way as if I would make that into a YouTube video, but I don't believe anybody should be filming anybody else's kids.
Oh. Well, you can block their face. Wait, you don't think you should film anyone's kids? But what if they're on Ding Dong Ditch? Like your Ring camera, because that's kind of what it would be, right?
I'm just saying I wouldn't personally make the choice to publish a video including a bunch of other people's kids.
Even if you blocked their eyes.
Maybe. I mean, that would make it
even
scary.
Even
that
if it was really
scary.
Funny? What if it was really funny?
Well, then I'll do anything for content, you know.
That's what I thought. I was just making sure you were still aligned with the vision.
Yeah, I still don't have values,
Yeah, good.
That
good. I was just checking.
I'm a gaming YouTuber at the end of the day.
Exactly. And with that comes a set of values, lack of values.
Yes, a certain set of values, I would say.
A certain negative values.
Should we try
what else to, I want
to
talk about? What?
I mean, let me know if you had another topic, but I had like a couple of viewer questions for the end.
We can do that. I was going to say, I haven't decided for sure, but I need to hire some more people, you know?
Oh, you want to announce that?
I was actually thinking that's the way to do it, because I'm running into an issue where I try to hire people who ostensibly are like, you know, professional people, but they don't know who I am at all, and they don't like my content at all. So then they try to do it, and it's like, this doesn't make sense. So I'm kind of like, who are the coolest subset of my fans, and who are the people who, anytime we ask for a category of person to comment, we always get that category of person to comment? And I feel like it's our podcast listeners. Like, every time we say, like,
oh, yeah,
if there's any German electrical repairmen out there, and then they comment, and you're like, oh. So I'm thinking about it, because I need to, I'm going to need some stuff.
Okay.
So I guess.
But you don't want to say exactly what it is right now?
Yeah, because at the start of the sentence, I was pretty sure I wanted to say, and now I'm kind of like, do
well,
I?
Think about it and come back next episode with your official job.
Yeah, let's
posting.
Do that. I'll come back to it.
Okay.
But just putting it out there. Anyway, yeah, let's do some listener questions.
Okay. Some of these are very old because we just like never actually get to the actual topics. So I just have them from forever ago. This is for like a couple episodes ago. But
rapid fire.
Has making content about video games changed your relationship with playing them? I can't remember if we've talked about this before, but for me, I'm like kind of becoming a real gamer. I started out the whole channel like I didn't really play video games that much. Like, I've always liked video games. I'm not like, I wasn't being fake with like saying that I liked video games in the beginning, but I just like, I was in school and stuff. And so in between like high school and then when I started the channel in grad school, I just didn't have a lot of time to be playing games. And like,
are you saying when you started the channel, as in like when, like way back, like self-care and self-growth and all that stuff? And so back then you're saying you weren't, because when did you start playing like Genshin and stuff?
When did I start playing Genshin?
Yeah, because I would, because like, to me, by that point, you're truly a gamer. Or would you say not?
Genshin was the first game that I like really got into and put a lot of time into in like years. Okay. And I think I started playing that in 2020. So
you're really evolving.
I was like on and off playing games, but now obviously, like now that I have no other job and I'm like in a given week, I'm recording or streaming almost every day, unless I'm like deep in the editing phase. I've just been playing a lot more games, and I've noticed that I think, you know, my audience might disagree. I think I've gotten better at video games over time.
Don't ask the stream comments, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
Those people don't know what they're talking
about.
Oh
my God, I could talk for a while about stream chat, because it's so interesting now that my stream viewership has kind of exploded, how I've observed the chat changing now that there's just a lot more people in it.
I'll make a note to ask about that on a future episode, because I would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. But what was I saying? I think I've gotten better at games and like gotten into different types of games than I thought. Like, I've basically realized, you know, there's like in the past been kind of entire genres of games that I kind of just thought I wasn't interested in or like wrote off because, again, I didn't really have time to be playing a lot of stuff. So I was like sticking with what I knew I would like. But just after trying so many different things for the channel, I'm realizing I really can get into almost any type of game if I try. And the more I play, the more the better I get at games in general, the more I understand the kind of weird gimmicks that would confuse me in the past. So
there's a real language to games that people kind of forget about. Like when you have like a new person play games, you're like, then you kind of realize how many like little things you know about how games think that make it so much easier to play games. And it takes a long time to develop all those skills.
And especially, I play a lot of indie games for the channel, right? And a lot of indie games, because they're made by like one or two people, are not necessarily the best designed as far as game mechanics of like more popular games that have people with actual like game design degrees working on them.
Right.
Which is fine. I love indie games, obviously. I love the creativity and like the different perspective that it brings. But a lot of indie games don't have the most intuitive controls, okay? And I find myself in streams or when I'm recording. When I'm recording, the good thing is I can cut out me trying to figure out the controls. But that's something that I think I'm like gradually getting better at, is kind of like putting my brain in an indie developer's head, and I'm like, what weird control scheme would they have come up with for this? And I'm like more getting
right
the hang
on
of
the
it.
D-pad swings the bat,
right, like,
and kills your
I don't know. So it's been cool, I think, like, as straightforward as an answer as this is, just to like get more into video games. It's fun.
It's so interesting, because I kind of have had the opposite.
Right, like,
in
tell
some
me
ways,
your perspective,
like the opposite.
Because you were more of a gamer before, probably, than me.
Yeah, I was like a game journalist guy, you know? Like, not popular or good at it, but
yeah.
I was like going to E3 and playing new games and reviewing games and stuff. And since the YouTube thing, since it's like really blown up, I've never had less time to like actually play games.
Yeah.
In some ways, it has like increased my, like, the joy I do have when I play games, because I've, through the content, have just kind of gotten in the habit of just like slowing down and just enjoying whatever's happening on screen without worrying about like whether I'm getting anything done or completing objectives or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so it reminds me of playing games as a kid, where you're just kind of like playing them. You're just messing around and working your way through them and whatnot. But in terms of like actual time to play games, like, none. All I've been playing is Rockstar games, Bethesda games, like Cyberpunk, GTA, Skyrim,
like stuff for
and
the
those
videos.
Adjacent games. Pretty much. So, which is fun. They're fun games, but I do. It used to be, you know, you said you don't work on Sundays, and I also don't work on Sundays. I used to try to not work on Saturdays, just so all my whole Saturday I could just play video games for 12 straight hours, and I've now kind of gotten rid of that as well. But I need to get back to that, because, you know, you can't, that's where all like the fun, the work happens in your brain. You got to play games and enjoy them to really make content about them. But, yeah, I've had a very different experience. I've never been less of a gamer than I am now. And
do you feel
it's unfortunate.
Do you feel like the games that you play for the channel and you like do all this research on, it like ruins those games for you?
No, not at all.
No.
I love, like, I still love playing those games. I'm slowly trying to play through all of the Grand Theft Auto games, like from 3,
mm-hmm.
Vice City, San Andreas, 4 and 5. And it's nice because those then can become content because it's just suitable. But I love them. I just love playing video games, every single one. But what I've missed is, I really like 2D games, side scrolling games, isometric games, like Roller Coaster Tycoon, city building games, you know, like single player linear games.
Good.
It's unbelievable. And it's all those games that have fallen by the wayside. Like, people are surprised when they'll send me a link to like some sick looking like Metroidvania indie game and been like, I don't know if this is your type of thing. And I'm like, man, no, 10 years ago, nobody ever would have been like, I don't know if this is your type of thing. And now mm-hmm. it's like, I do come across as though all I like are the big open world games, which is fine. And so what I'm missing is all of the indie games and the, just like all of that. There's so many types of games. Like, the big open world games is like 1/20th of the sliver of what's available.
Yeah.
So I miss playing all those games, you know, and I'll get back to it.
If I can say something extremely cliche yet true.
Of course.
For me personally, I have realized if I just put the phone down, I have so much more time to consume other media.
No, you're so right. You're like, I'm thankfully, I mean, it ebbs and flows, but it is wild. I think I finally am over it, but the amount of years that I would spend going like, I don't have any time. Meanwhile, 4 hours of screen time every single day.
Yeah.
It's like, it's insane.
Yeah.
And you're gaining almost nothing from it. And now I've gotten the screen time basically down to nothing, but I've replaced it all with, I do just now work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta get rid of, I gotta set the work down if I can help it.
Yeah. But it's crazy. I noticed.
You're so right. The phone is, it's really, honestly, really, really bad. And we gotta do something about it.
I know. Sometimes I notice myself scrolling too long and I literally like run and put my phone in the bedroom because I'm like, I can't have this near me right now.
Have we talked about the, I have a parental control passcode that blocks my apps and Ashlyn knows the code. So I can't even unlock it if I wanted to. That's the only thing I found that actually was able to pull me out of it. It's like, just like I physically, there's no way for me to do it without somebody else's permission.
Maybe that's my solution because I do like, I post stuff to social media, so I need the apps on my phone. But I don't want to scroll on them. So I took them off of my phone for five minutes. Yeah, I took them off of my home screen so that I have to go and like search for the app to get to it.
Yes, that's also a trick.
Which helps a little bit, but maybe I do need a freaking password on it, which is so embarrassing because like the whole thing that I thought for years when people would say like, just stop being on social media so much is I'd be like, or they would suggest things like this, like having a parental code or like deleting the apps. I'd be like, I don't need to do that because I'm not a baby and I have self-control. Right, I can do it myself.
But, what do you think I am?
Truthfully, I can't do it myself, obviously, because I find myself doing it anyway. It was crazy when I was in...
That's what it's designed for.
Yeah. When I was in Japan, I had like limited data on my phone because I was paying for data and I needed to save it for Google Maps to be able to get around. So I wouldn't scroll TikTok in, like, in public unless I was like back at the hostel with the Wi-Fi. And let me tell you, I was carrying my Kindle around. I got so much of my book read because I couldn't scroll TikTok while I was like eating or waiting for trains and stuff. And that was like really nice. I was really enjoying reading my book. So
it's
crazy.
Such
and it feels so stupid. It feels so like infantilizing that I can't just fucking put it down myself.
Yeah. But you don't realize how little it's helping you to be scrolling until you don't do it. Like,
yeah,
it does feel like you're getting something out of it. And I'm not one of these people that's like, oh, never scroll. There's no point. Because it is, like, funny and a good way to waste time.
I do
time.
Love scrolling.
But
I found
you really
this guy.
Don't get that much out of it. This guy?
I found this guy on
this
TikTok
is my food.
Yesterday,
my food
though.
Is me?
I mean, it's another guy.
Oh my god, I love your guys.
I'm gonna send it to Ethan so he can put it on the screen. But it's
okay.
I don't know if I can explain it over words. It's kind of
you might have. Well, I can't watch it,
I
so you're gonna have to. And I can't go on TikTok because my
it's blocked. But it's this guy in some foreign country. I'm sorry, I don't know which. That is obviously extremely, extremely wealthy, but like one of these rich people that has no idea what to do with their money. So his house looks crazy.
Oh my god, he posts... besties.
except he is spending his money, let me tell you. Because you sound like you don't know what to spend your money on yet. He is spending the money.
No,
and
but
he
he's
is
figured
doing
it out.
Things
okay.
like buying tuxedos with like diamond encrusted bow ties and tuxedos that have like money print on them.
Perfect.
He's got like extreme face filters on every single video, so his skin looks like so smooth and his eyes are so bright blue, and there's like fancy kind of royal sounding music playing behind these videos, and he's just kind of dancing around in his house. And he has in a lot of these videos he's doing like mirror videos doing the goofiest fucking dances and like smiling because he clearly thinks he's very handsome. And there's a poster behind him of a lion, and there's like a fur rug. I don't even know if I'm describing this correctly, but it's like all of his furniture is like so overly gaudy and ridiculous.
Okay, I'm kind of picturing like a Jeremy Fragrance-esque type person.
The first thing I thought when I came across the first video of him was him and Jeremy would be great friends. Like they actually they're the same brand of guy.
Yeah, I'm catching a vibe.
Who, by the way, I don't know if I've mentioned that since I made that little segment on Jeremy Fragrance, some more stuff kind of came out about him, and he is like not a good person, and like he's a creep, which is not surprising.
No way, that's crazy.
It's not surprising, but I would just like to say here on our obscure podcast that nobody's going to hear.
You apologize forever.
I don't. No. I don't apologize. I was never co-signing. I just the only thing I was commenting on in my segment was specifically a few of his videos and his like girlfriend search. But yeah, it just because he was doing the girlfriend search, he was messaging a lot of women and a lot of very young women that were just like kind of messaging him as a joke, but then he would like ask them for nude pictures and stuff, like, you know, just
that was his girlfriend search. I'm sorry, I might have misunderstood. So that
the second I did on him in my video was he said he was searching for a girlfriend and he made an email address that was just for people to email him about being his potential girlfriend.
So he was fishing for nudes is what he was fishing for. That's not how you search for a girlfriend, Jeremy.
Yeah. On his TikTok, he's a man of God. He always talks about that. He talks about going to church. Yeah. He talks about how he wants to like settle down and get married. But then on the side, he's like actually messaging all these girls asking for nudes. So
that doesn't super surprise me. Yeah.
Like, no, I guess it is not surprising.
That to me does track.
But I just don't want anybody to think that that I was co-signing just by talking about him, because it's not, you know, it's not all innocent, unfortunately.
I like this clip thing from his Wikipedia under the reception category. Schutz, which apparently is his last name, Schutz. Denies speculations that his behaviors can be explained by drug abuse. He says that his, quote, cocaine style is deliberate to generate attention and clicks. He stated, this is a great quote. I'm sorry, 2023. He stated, quote, I have never taken drugs in my life. I don't even drink alcohol. I have a pretty intense mindset, and I'm ethically very cool, which I think is just fantastic. He's ethically very cool. Extremely cool ethically. So there you go.
Wait.
Jeremy Fragrance.
I do love that.
No, he's ethically very cool. He definitely is.
Guys, you can't cancel me. I'm ethically very cool.
Well, that's what people didn't realize, is they thought he was not because of the thing where he was trying to get, yeah. I don't know if you heard about this, but he's trying to get nudes of a bunch of young women. But what people didn't realize, of course, is it's ethically very cool.
That actually solves everything.
You've changed your whole mindset on him now. Wow.
No.
No, I take it all back. I'm JF. Jesus
I'm neither
Christ.
Pro or against Jeremy, or I mean,
you're not.
What do you guys want? Audience, what do you guys want?
You let us know.
Do you want me to be?
You have to pay.
I think.
Yeah. You think? I mean, you were up until I read that quote, and then now you got some second thoughts. Do you have to pay more money if we put out longer podcasts that he has to edit for longer? Or should I not have said?